Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Wonderful to see you all here. Welcome to worship at Wilmslow Methodist Church on this first Sunday of Advent. We have a very special service for you here, led by our minister, Katie. And you may well have picked up quite a number of pieces of paper as you came in. There are quite a few things I would like to draw your attention to. So we have this afternoon an Advent event for the children, 3:30 this afternoon. So anyone able to come along to that, they would be very welcome. On Friday evening at 7 o'clock, we have the performance by Ishmael here, well-known singer, songwriter of hymns, worship songs, and so on. Should be a wonderful evening. And then we have, from tomorrow, there will be knitted nativity figures dotted around the shops on Grove Lane and Water Lane, and one in the preschool here. So 10 altogether, and it's called a nativity trail. How's that clever, isn't it? A nativity trail. And on your way out after the service, if you would like to pick up a leaflet here, this will guide you through the nativity trail. The shops who are taking part. So you go in there and you identify the character from the nativity scene. Also in the notices, if I can draw your attention to the Christmas gift and nativity service on the 15th of December, so 2 weeks away, and our special charity fundraising effort this year will be culminating in that service, the gift service. We'll be supporting Wilmslow Talking Newspaper. So there are envelopes on the tree in the foyer where you can make a monetary gift to Wilmslow Talking Newspaper. And then we're also supporting the Food Link, the Christchurch Calshore Estate campaign that we run throughout the year. But this time, we would like you to pick up a gift tag so that you can bring something specially for Christmas. And also, if you would, with Christmas holidays coming up, quite a lot of children in Wilmslow do not get the meals that they would get while they're at school. So while the holidays are on, we need to continue to support those children by giving also the sort of staple foods that we would like to help sustain them through the Christmas holidays. So Christmas gift tags on the tree, and then plenty of good, solid food to help families get through the Christmas holidays. Now, Anne is recruiting leaflet distributors. She has her stall out in the foyer, and this is to distribute the Christmas service information on behalf of Churches Together. So if you'd like to see her at the end of the service to distribute some of these leaflets across Wilmslow, she would be very grateful. So I think that is just about all I need to tell you at this stage. Welcome to everyone. Welcome to those listening to our recording. If you're visiting or here for the first time, do join us for refreshments afterwards. And now I hand you over to our Minister Katie.
Thank you. And if you've got the bells, do you want to come and pop them back in the pot? And then you can come and get some instruments later on if you need. Oh, that's super. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well done. Who has opened something different this morning? So for a few things, I'm almost slightly worried to ask. But what have you got that starts today that's going to last quite a while? What have you got, yes? An Advent calendar. Who else has opened an Advent calendar door this morning? Brilliant. So, Andrew, what's your Advent calendar like?
It's a Thornton's chocolate.
Oh.
Because I'm not going to do Cadbury's, it's far too rich.
Wow.
I thought it was a surprise for Dolly.
But you opened it. You're sharing it. Right. Lovely. Anybody else? What type of Advent calendar have you got? What's it like? Yes? A marshmallow Advent calendar. That's an interesting one.
I've got an Advent candle.
Oh, an Advent candle. Right. Lovely. To light each day. Yes? Oh, that's nice. Well, that's going to be a glow by the end of Advent. Lovely. Anybody else? What was your Advent calendar like? Yes?
I got
a hero's one. Lovely. Now, oh yes, sorry. As well. Lovely. Now, when I was younger, we didn't get chocolates or treats in the Advent calendars. Every time you opened, you got a picture. And it was every picture began to tell you the story of Christmas. Now, in church, we don't have an Advent calendar, but we count down to Christmas through, and I've stood in front of them, through Advent candles. So today is the first Sunday in Advent, and then by the time we've lit all of the red ones, the next one is Christmas Day. So our countdown to Christmas is through the Advent candles, and the guides now are going to come, and there are some words for everybody to join in too when it comes to the prayers. Would you like to come and lead us in our Advent candle readings? It might be, I don't know whether you want to stand here or to hold.
Yeah.
Right, and I think, shall we move the candles in front of you so that you'll be able to see the candle when it's lit as well? Is that? Yeah, that one there.
Should we put
it face down? No, I'll move that afterwards. Yeah. Yeah.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent in which we recall the hope we have in Christ.
God told Abraham that through him all the nations of the world would be blessed because he trusted and put his hope in God. The Old Testament spoke of the coming Christ, of how a Saviour would be born. A king in line of King David. He would rule the world wisely and bless all the nations. We too believe in God's promise to send Jesus again in this world to establish his kingdom upon the earth.
Hope is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
God of Abraham, Sarah, and all of Jesus' ancestors of old, you are our Father too. Your love is revealed to us in Jesus Christ, Son of God and the Son of David. Help us in preparing to celebrate his birth, to make our hearts ready and to place our hope in you. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word and to do your will by sharing your hope with others. We ask it in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Thank you very much. And we're going to sing now the first verse of our Advent candle carol. light a candle in a darkened place. Second time, Joan. Sorry, thank you. As we light more candles, there will be more verses to our Advent candle song. Now, got a picture, going to have a picture of a screen. Scott should have a suitcase on it. Suitcase on the picture, to see if we can find the picture. Oh, yes. And what's it got on top of the suitcase? Yes? It's got a passport. Now, not everybody will have a passport. Some people, I know some people in the 80s never just don't like travelling, so they don't have a passport, never needed one. But who's got a passport? I see quite a lot of you have got a passport. Goodness me, lovely. Now, in your passport, or on the front of your passport, what's the name, full name of our country on the passport? Yes? It's not England. Doesn't actually even mention England on the passport. But it's a good idea, yes?
Great Britain.
Great Britain's mentioned on the passport, so that's good. Isn't it interesting? What's our country called? What's our country called, yes?
United Kingdom.
Yes. United Kingdom of... What did you say? Yeah, United Kingdom of Great Britain and... Yes? It's... Well, we are part... That's our continent at the moment. But yeah, we're in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and what was the other one? And everybody? Northern Ireland. So if we have a look at the next picture, you can see... Our country is made up of four countries. We are in the United Kingdom. And you can spot the different... Can you read out for me the different countries that you can spot? Yes?
Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales and England.
Brilliant. Now, actually, our country doesn't include this bit here, England, Ireland, sorry, there. We're just the four. We are England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. What's the name that you give for Scotland, Wales and England? Just those three. Yeah, that was your answer before. Yeah, Great Britain is just the three countries, England, Wales and Scotland. And the United Kingdom is those three countries plus Northern Ireland. It's very complicated, isn't it, the name of our country that we live in. I worked with a group of asylum seekers last year, and one of the first things we did is try and explain what it meant to be part of the UK, the United Kingdom. So we're in the United Kingdom. What's a kingdom? We're in the United Kingdom. What do you think a kingdom is? Yeah, perfect. The word kingdom was where a king ruled. And long ago, before we were called United Kingdom, or our countries were named England, Wales or Scotland, there'd be, for example, the Kingdom of Northumbria. I'm not good at history. I can't remember any others. Anybody know any of the other kingdoms that we would have been called before? Kingdom of Wessex? Hercia. Mercia. Right, that's my... There, I see, I need to go and check up my history. Kingdom of Mercia, Kingdom of Northumbria, Kingdom of Wessex. Yeah, it was, the name was different, wasn't it? It changed. We were the Angles instead of the English, those who lived in England during those times. The names have changed, but a kingdom, well done, yeah, a kingdom would be where a king rules. Well, to be honest, we should be called the United Queendom at the moment, shouldn't we? Because we don't have a king, we're in the United Queendom. But of course, our queen doesn't actually sort of rule, because we have parliament that does that for us. But, so if a kingdom is a place that's run by a king, I wonder what the place would be called that would be run by the guides. It would be the guidedom. Let's go on holiday to guidedom, or let's go on holiday to scoutdom, or cubdom. If we were going to go to Ian's country, we'd go to Iandom. And think, oh, where else could we go on holiday? Now, if you lived in guidedom and the guides were responsible, because the kingdom would have, as you said, the king ruling over it, and everybody would live as the king suggested that we lived. So I wonder what it would be like in guidedom, or in scoutdom or cubdom. Or where it would, what it would be like, what would be the five principal rules of your kingdom or your queendom if you were queen or king of it? Have a chat. I want three or four, five possible rules for guidedom or cubdom. Right, that isn't much time to decide on what the rules of your kingdom or queendom or the area that you were ruling. But can I hear from the guides what some of your rules would be? Are you going to tell us? No? Yeah, somebody else, who's going to speak for us? Do you want to tell me one each?
What did you decide?
No homework, apparently.
Right.
No homework.
No homework in guidedom. So who would vote to live there? There's some hands up in support of that one there. What other rules have you got?
School 3 days a week.
3 day week for school. Only have to go to school 3 days a week. There's some approval for these. So some voting would go, I think, in your way there. Any?
Free Wi-Fi.
Have free Wi-Fi. That's, yeah. Any, were there any others?
Well,
is that all of?
Yeah.
Right, and what about yours over here? Any of the rules that you would have?
No school completely.
No school at all.
You have to be able to make fires.
So for when you go camping and things, yeah.
And you have to be able to put up a tent.
Right, so you have to know how to put up a tent, and some interesting rules here in yours.
Yeah. Shall I come? FIFA all every day.
You'd be allowed to play FIFA every day, yeah?
No killing either.
And no killing anybody. Be a nice, peaceful place. I like that one, that's great. And what about over here?
Sorry. No smoking.
No smoking, that's it, thank you.
No chopping down trees.
No chopping down trees, that's a great one, yeah.
No drugs.
Right, no drugs, apart from, I guess, medicine ones. who else is going to say?
No wars.
No wars, great, thank you.
Free Xboxes.
Right.
No guns.
No guns and no wars, so we're going to have a nice peaceful kingdom over here, that's great.
No beer or coffee.
Right, there we go. We've got some interesting rules in our kingdom.
Ban football.
Right. So we've got all sorts of different rules in your kingdoms. I was going to ask which kingdom you'd maybe want to vote on and go to. But all sorts of things. Different countries have sort of different rules. And one of the things yesterday that we had in Wilmslow, we had something called a hustings, where those people who want to help lead our country all had a turn to speak, and everybody could listen to them so that they could decide who they would vote for. It was run by the churches, and some people think, well, what have the churches got to do with elections and voting? But, you know, as Christians, certainly Paul, when he wrote his letter to Titus, he said, make sure you tell everybody in Crete, which was where he was working, make sure you tell them to be good citizens. So we're called to be good citizens of the United Kingdom. But Paul also reminded us that we live in God's kingdom. So we try and follow God's ways too. Now, quick question for you before the next one. We should have a picture, hopefully, of a mountain. And just to mention to the person next to you, what's the highest hill or mountain that you've been up, and what did it feel like? What was good about it? Maybe not so. Have a quick chat. Been up a mountain. I said lots of you have managed to climb a mountain. Are there, put your hand up if you can tell us a favourite mountain that you've climbed up. Yeah, what's yours?
Kalambatar.
Oh, and where's that?
It's Everest Base Camp.
Right, Everest Base Camp. I think you might have been up the highest mountain. Everest Base Camp, that's amazing, isn't it? Anybody who's not, yeah, do you want to?
Somewhere in Hayfield called the Lantern Pike.
The Lantern Pike, right. That sounds great, yes.
Ben Nevis.
You've been up Ben Nevis. That's in Scotland, isn't it? Highest mountain in Scotland, yes.
Mount Snowdon.
Mount Snowdon, brilliant. Anybody else been up Ben Nevis? Anybody, yeah? And Snowdon? Lovely. Anybody been up Catbells? It's a lovely mountain to climb. Have you been up Catbells? And what does it feel like at the top of a mountain? Anybody describe what it's like to have been at the top of the mountain? Yeah, let's run over here.
Cold.
Cold, yeah. It is often cold. Anything else? No. Yeah, often very cold at the top of a mountain. Excuse me.
It's windy.
Yeah, often very windy. So cold and windy. And what other feelings might you have to get to the top of a mountain? Yes, somebody's not spoken yet.
Confidence.
Confidence, yeah, because you think, wow, I've done that. That's amazing.
You might be scared.
Yeah, it can be a little bit scary, can't it? Because as you get to the top, it can get very narrow, can't it?
Bravery.
Yeah, you think, I've been really brave doing this.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, adrenaline, because you feel really excited, don't you, to have got to the top of a mountain. The other thing, I mean, you can be, if the mountain, if you get right to the top and it's a complete thick white mist, that can be a little bit disappointing, can't it? But if you get to the top of the mountain and it's a beautiful day, you get the most amazing view, don't you, from the very top of the mountain. It can be quite exciting to get to the top of the mountain. And often forget that you've still got the long, hard walk down again. But in the Old Testament, a man called Isaiah had a vision about a mountain. And he said that on this mountain, he imagined that there were lots of mountains. The very, very, very highest mountain, on the top of the very highest mountain, was where God's house was. He might have been thinking of the temple in Jerusalem. At the very top, he imagined there to be God's house. And he imagined that all the people from all the other mountains would all make their way climbing up to the top of the mountain. And the reason that they would climb the top of the mountain was to hear how God wanted them to live. to learn his ways. Perhaps if we could go back one, we might just see some of the words from that passage, if it's possible to show those. It says, in the days of the mount... Then we go to the next one, please. And the next one. That's it. And it said that as well as God showing them the different ways to live, God would solve the disputes that they had between them, and that it would be a place of peace. As you've said over here in your kingdom, in God's kingdom, there would be no more war. And he said they would turn swords into plows. So instead of using swords for fighting, they would change the swords to use it to help farm. They would change spears into pruning hooks, again, to use in planting. Isaiah had this vision and a hope that the mountain would be a symbol of the very best hopes for how we want to live and to be, and that we would learn to walk in God's ways. Imagine the light shining at the top of that mountain as a way, and a way of peace. When Jesus was born, it was another way of actually God saying, yes, I'm going to show you a way of peace, not coming as a mighty and powerful king, but coming as a tiny baby that needs love and will guide you into the way of peace. And Jesus, when he grew up to teach us about God's kingdom, so we could be UK citizens here, but also GK citizens, citizens of God's kingdom, and walk in his ways of love and peace and kindness and justice. Going to sing just two verses of an Advent hymn. There's a light upon the mountains. So you're going to see verse 1 and 3. Now, does anybody know what a hallmark is? What's a hallmark? Any guesses? No? Well, we're going to Howard. Brilliant, thank you. Let's have a look. So we've got a picture here of a ring, and inside the ring it's hallmark. It's actually not one of the rules in our country is that you're not allowed to sell anything that's silver or gold unless it's got a hallmark on it. So we're going to have a look in a moment at some funny hallmarks, but let's see the next picture. This is a hallmark for a silver item, and it's got lots of different stamps on it. The first stamp on the left-hand side is who made it. Who was the person, who was the craftsperson who made it? The second one is what it is, if it's gold or it's a type of silver or if it's bronze, it's what it is. The third one is who was the important person who checked it and made sure that it was good quality. And there are four places that do that now, we'll see in a moment. The next one, the letter, is your age, the year when it was made. And lastly, if it was a special thing, a special anniversary, it might be show which queen or king it was. Let's see the next one. These are the places where they double check. They're called the essay office. They double check the quality. Is that gold or is it not gold? So if the people who checked it lived in London, you get the stamp of the lion. If they're in Birmingham, you get an anchor. You get the rose in Sheffield and you get a castle in Edinburgh. Let's see the next one. These are the stamps which show what it is, whether it's sterling silver, Britannia silver, whether it's get a crown if it's gold, if it's palladium, I don't know if you say that, or platinum. And then the next one, please. Can you see the anchor? Sideways anchor. So that one means it was checked in Birmingham. And it's got a crown which says it's gold. Now, I couldn't actually find anything in my house with a hallmark on it. So it's sad, isn't it? But if anybody has got a ring or anything which you're willing to come and show some of the children and see if they can spot where it was checked and when. Is anybody able to help by showing a ring to see? Ian's desperately trying to get it off his finger. It might be stuck on your finger. We'll have a quick look. Oh, well done. Thank you. Anybody else manage to retrieve? There, have you managed? Oh, lovely, thank you. Have you managed to spot anybody else got a hallmark that they can show? And you see it over there. On the sheet it's got, so have you managed to find some hallmark? No. Have you, yeah? Have you got one on there? Oh, could I borrow it? I'll give it, it's yours, isn't it? What you will check, because there's one here, or have you got one there? You have to, it is so, on this one it's so very, very tiny, but you can just see where the stamp is there. Yeah. So when you go home, or perhaps you can ask if there's anything that might have a tiny little stamp, it's almost invisible on that one, to see the hallmark.
Which one is it?
It's all of those little squares there. But perhaps some people can show afterwards the hallmarks. Very sadly, if it's not got a hallmark on it, it might not be what you thought it was. But I wonder what we would be stamped with if God stamped us with a hallmark. It might be, first of all, there'd be a picture of God, because God created us. What we're made out of, might say made out of love. Made out of love might be the next symbol. I think if God was one of the things on the hallmark where it says the crown is the gold, the 22 means what quality of gold it is, I think God would just put an exclamation mark to say, wow, amazing, amazingly made, every single one of you, made by God, made by love, and wow, amazing. And then it would be the year of your birth, with a symbolized by a letter. But if somebody else was checking you, what stamps would they want to look out for? What stamps of quality would show that you were following in Jesus' ways? got two readings now. We've got a reading from Matthew and a reading from the letter to the Galatians, where Peter is talking about, well, first of all, Jesus is talking about some of the qualities that he might like to see in us as those walking and following in his ways.
Happy are those who long to be just and good, for they shall be completely satisfied. Happy are those kind and merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Happy are those whose hearts are pure, for they shall see God. Happy are those who strive for peace, they shall be called the children of God.
By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, patience, kindness, is generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Warning other than this morning, so thank you. Some of the qualities that if we are to follow and walk in Jesus's path might be love or patience. We'd be stamped with kindness and generosity. We might be good and just people who seek for peace. I wonder which of those things you feel that you could be stamped with now, that somebody would say, yeah, that's a person who walks in peace and tries to make peace. That's a person who shows me love. They would be stamped with love. That's a person who tries to be good. I wonder what you would be stamped with and what your hope. Could you have the stamp of patience on you? Or is that one you're still working at and might need? What might you be stamped with, the hallmark of following Jesus? Jesus said, they'll know that you're my disciples if you love one another. And he called us to live in those ways. I'm going to sing again. We're going to sing, May the God of Hope go with us every day, filling all our lives with love and joy and peace. And we're going to receive our offering as we sing this hymn. Stand as we wait to receive the gifts. Lovely. Well done. Thank you. Can come and stand around here. That's lovely. Thank you very much. You're going to place yours on top of mine. Lovely. And you just want to stay here for a moment. That's super. Well done. Thank you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for showing us your way of love and peace and kindness. We thank you for calling us to walk in your ways. And we ask that you will bless these gifts, that they might be used for the work of your kingdom of love in this place. Amen. Please be seated. Going to hear one more short reading before there's some activities. And this reading is about light. And after teaching people, while Jesus was teaching people all about how to live in his ways, he said, "You are the light of the world." He said, "Don't wait for some other light to come. You can be the light. You can shine like a light with goodness and love." So let's hear these words. Thank you.
"You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven."
Thank you. So one last quick question. What are the things that you could do to be a light in your community? What are the good things that you could do that might help people, either in our community or in our country? Can you think of some good things that you could do to make the country that we live in or the world we live in a better place? Quick chat to the person next to you. What could you do? So, sorry, that's only a quick think time, isn't it? But what are some of the things? What, anything, any good suggestions here? Yeah?
Stop taking forever to make political decisions.
Right. Yes, speed up political decisions. It's a hard one, isn't it? But yeah, thank you. Anything else over here? Excuse me, yes?
Don't litter.
Don't litter, that's good, isn't it? Pick up your litter and take it home, that's a great one.
You could make a bug hotel.
You could make a...
bug hotel.
A bug hotel.
A bug hotel. That's a great idea, isn't it? Looking after nature, a bug hotel. Anything else? Any other ideas? Yes?
Convince people that petrol cars are worse than electric cars because they're bad for everyone's environment.
Right, thank you. Encourage people to drive electric cars and look after the environment. Great idea. Any other things? Yeah?
You could reduce your level of plastic.
Yeah, reduce the plastics that you use. You know, in the hustings yesterday, the first question to all of the political candidates was from a 12-year-old who said, "What are you going to do to look after the planet, to look after creation?" And that is one of the things that we can do. There are lots of ways that we can make a difference. We sometimes might think everything's too difficult. What can I do? But every single one of us, by making small changes or encouraging others, can make a difference. Thank you for those suggestions. Oh, Beth.
We have to plant trees, and even I can do that.
Brilliant. Thank you, Beth. Yeah, plant more trees and make such a difference for us. Now, in a moment, we're going to listen to a lovely sort of new Christmas song. It says, "To the poorest in the darkness came our King of Light, to the humble in a stable on that starry night. Wake up, world, and join the chorus. Stars light up the sky. Mountains bow down. Voices cry out. Jesus reigns on high." Now, a couple of things to do for the young people. When that music is playing, if you would like to go and choose a decoration from the table and add it to our Christmas tree. And then our prayers are just going to be about hope. And there's some sheets of paper which got a very, very faint outline of the word hope. If you'd like to come and decorate the word hope and perhaps write on it what some of your hopes are for our world and our community. There are also a few worksheets here about some of the themes of the things that we might be stamped with. So if you'd like to watch the video, add a decoration, or come and find, or you might want to draw the stamps of the things that you would like to be stamped with: love, patience, grace, hope, and there are some words to choose from. So just a few to pick one of those things, but let's listen to this Christmas song. song. And if you'd like to go and choose a decoration from the table. Without volume at the moment, but
Jesus for every nation is...
I'll see if I can find the music for it. Oh. Song, so we'll hear it again through Christmas time. But let's just pray now, and just want to keep going with your activities as we pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your love, for coming as light, for coming as peace, for coming to show us the way. Help us to be a light in our communities. Hope not just wishful thinking, but hope something that we do, something that we make possible, looking after your creation, our environment. We pray too for the political process of an election. that we might listen to one another with deep respect and love. We pray for the four people who are putting themselves forward to stand for, to work for us in our community. We pray for James Weinberg and Esther McVeigh and Jonathan Smith and Nigel Hennelly. And we pray for them and their families through this process. And we pray for our nation, that there might be a coming coming together and an ability to still listen and love one another, no matter the different views that we have. We also pray for the situation in London yesterday, and we pray for love and comfort and strength for everybody affected by that. And Lord, we pray for those who we know to be unwell at this time, those who are suffering and struggling with the different challenges that they face. Be our strength. May your love enfold us and guide us and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer that you'll see on the screen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And before our last hymn, one invitation. You'll see a picture of an orange on the screen, Chris Dingle. And on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock, we have a special Chris Dingle service here. So it'd be lovely if you want to come and join us for Chris Dingle. Going to sing three verses of our last hymn, Christ Be Our Light. Thank you.
Thank you.
you didn't get it much last night. And I hope this season will be full of joy and opportunities to show love and not be too stressful. I pray that you might go filled with the love and the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As we go, we're going to listen to a track of music about Build Your Kingdom Here.
Increase in us we play, unveil why we're made. Come to set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives. Our joy and prize to see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom.